game with you.
I combed them.
Bugger.
Fine tooth. Did you check the camera and the...
I was the first one in here.
I know, that's not normal. That's why I'm a little thrown off.
Why? I didn't steal anything.
Well, you're just usually not very prepared.
All right. Welcome back, Jenna.
We're on time.
Hey,
welcome back, Jenna.
It's good to be back.
Welcome to the welcome back to the outskirts.
That was so unenthusiastic. It's good to be back.
You don't have
to
be here.
That's just my baseline.
You guys know this already.
That's just my...
This hasn't changed.
That's who I am.
Do you want to do plugs now up front?
I was just about to say that. Jenna, you're the only one that has said anything.
It's
hurtful.
I have an open mic on Tuesdays in Fall River. Wait and see.
For what?
It's what it's called.
Comedy.
It's what it's called, you jerk.
Wait and see for what? Comedy, I guess.
You'll see.
It'll happen, I swear. We'll
see. Jenna, do you have a podcast?
I was going to ask that too.
Kind of. Not really. We filmed a bunch of episodes, but they're all really bad.
Nice.
And we got a couple good clips.
I've seen clips of it.
And,
yes.
And we haven't recorded since, but we will. Devin spent a ton of money on podcast equipment. That.
How much you want for it?
How long you been with her?
How long you been with her?
We're gonna use it, maybe.
Sure. You're going to use it, maybe?
We'll use it. We'll get back to it.
No, I believe in you guys. I hope you do. It's just the uncertainty is we spent a lot of money. And who knows? I don't know.
I can give you a sick rundown of this equipment. It's a pod track, mic cables, microphones, and a camera I got when I was in high school.
That's it.
Yep.
Well, that's not entirely true. We've got this space heater and a whiteboard.
I stole the whiteboard.
We've got the garbage can that we throw cans at, and
the ninja.
We've got stuff.
Yeah,
we've got. This is no small operation.
Sometimes I even sit on the ninja.
There's a fridge.
There's a fridge. You guys got a lot going on.
Are we just naming things in the room?
Well, yeah,
we
but
got
it's
Jenna.
All.
Hey,
that's a person.
Yeah.
Not an Rudy, do you have any plugs?
Do I look like I have plugs?
Do I look like I have plugs?
I want you to...
Turkish, probably, yeah.
That's funny. It's really funny.
I want you to plug something. What's going on with all the cars in your driveway?
You Thank you.
Family reunion here, tonight?
No, we had a wake to go to.
And you guys did you guys go or no?
Yeah, we went.
Did you go dressed like that?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Dude, that's how he's going to be buried.
Yeah. They're going to put me in the ground like this, dude.
He's going to fall in the ground like that, dude.
They're not even going to put me in a casket. I'm going to get drunk one night, walk around the cemetery.
He's wearing his nicest work pants.
You're gonna die like Dean Moriarty.
Who is that?
Oh,
literary?
No. God damn it. Thought I had one brain.
Wow. Now you look like a fool. The girl didn't even know who you were talking about.
Jack Kerouac?
I've never read it.
Animal House?
Jenna, do you read?
Is that not?
I do.
Slaughterhouse.
But you read good stuff?
That's Kerouac. That's not Kerouac?
Yeah, occasionally.
Do you read girl books? The
the smut? The fairy smut?
Do you read the smut?
I don't. I don't really
around?
Read fiction.
You don't go in on fiction?
I usually read comedy books, biographies, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, there's more to life than jokes, Jenna.
I haven't seen it, if there is.
Speaking of jokes.
That was quick.
Speaking of jokes.
What do you need?
She's
the Google girl.
This starts tonight?
Well, she's here.
It ends.
All right, woman introduced to woman.
Hello.
This is my little sister.
Thank you, Rudy. Jesus Christ.
What? I knew they met.
I didn't know that they met, but I was just like, girl introduced to girl.
Girls know each other.
That's where we're leaving it.
We all
know each
other. Yeah. I've heard that before.
Is this a girl podcast now?
Yeah,
kind of.
It's close.
I'm gonna transition. I'm halfway.
We'll be truly outnumbered.
G doesn't have a microphone, which we're gonna have to address eventually.
We'll figure
out.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to do something. And
that. Do you want to share?
No.
I feel like that's misogynist to make girls share a microphone.
That's why you're on the end.
Hey, we get our own. You guys figure it out.
We didn't tell either of them where to sit. In fact, we gave them the choice
tonight.
I told you G was coming.
No, you didn't.
She's part of the thing now.
I know. I saw her car parked in front of the grass like a goddamn junkyard.
It's the only...
You say junkyard one more time, brother.
We We have one staff member. You're going to berate her on her first day?
Absolutely.
That's fucked up.
You get demoted.
She has face tattoos.
Are you the
underneath
intern?
The ninja.
Yeah, you go under the ninja. Dude, we got a lot of voices in this garage now.
Yeah, dude.
We're growing, dude. It's a universe.
We're growers, not showers.
Oh, yeah, dude. Rudy Tuesday's expanded universe.
Yeah.
You guys could start your podcast and put it under our umbrella.
Sorry.
No,
I'm
go.
Bad
no.
At,
say whatever you
starting.
Want.
No, the where to sit stressed me out because I thought that this was not the outside. I thought in my head that was the outside seat.
Oh, so I can see how that's.
So I was going to sit. I was going to be integrated.
You guys can switch.
Well, now it's weird.
No, we've done it.
Should we switch?
No, we can switch mid-podcast. We've done it several times.
We did that with Jaybird, and he went to use the bathroom, and we switched seats while he was gone.
Yep. I wouldn't want to sit next to G either, but I have to because of doubt it, but because of professionalism, I will switch with you.
That would solve the microphone crisis. Because then,
do you want to say it?
Right.
Yeah.
Take that.
Yeah. Look at this. We're pretty professional production.
We're adaptable.
This seat's way comfier.
No,
that was a great move.
I want to make one thing clear.
Yes.
I've made this clear before. Are we professional?
No.
No.
100% no.
We're not professional.
Could have fooled me.
I've been drinking.
But are we fun?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're the most fun podcast.
It is funny that we do inadvertently relegate Breck to the least comfortable seat.
Hello.
Anytime we have a guest.
Yeah. This one has a cushion that can hold heat. Mine doesn't.
Yeah.
Nice. I got a cold tush.
Why don't you grab a cushion off of the couch?
Yeah, grab a cush, brother.
I don't want a couch. I don't want it.
You we should. Can always bring the couch back over.
We could.
Hey, Pat. You got any plugs you want to hit?
All right, go listen to Pat on the Back. Now it's coming to the end of the regular season, so we'll see what happens there. We're doing fun stuff.
Pat's big finale.
A lot of fun football. Now we're going to go. We're going to go during the off season. We'll think of something.
This is weird.
It's like the angel of death sitting on your shoulder, dude. She's just waiting for you to say something.
Her chair is so high.
She's so much taller than me.
She's so high. Can they see that on the camera?
No. I didn't prepare for this.
Yeah. I got to get a second camera.
We're going to need a second cam.
Yeah, we're going to need a second camera.
And then we need the ninja cam. We need five cameras.
You're going to have to convert this whole garage into a studio.
That was
We could put a booth in.
That's what I was gonna do if I won the oh
put a whole booth
we
in.
Could record an album here.
Oh
yo
what?
Get in the not booth like, man get in the booth
not that kind of booth
oh
like a less gay thing I was thinking
like voice acting booth
no like a podcast booth where the guys who are typing away on the laptops
in a different room kind of
yeah that's what professionals do.
I'm just waiting for a slap upside the head. That's really what I mean.
That's really what this is for. Well, I just want you to hit you every once in a while.
It's all soft spot. The back of my head is flat like a balloon.
Yeah.
I know what it means, G. My parents did heroin.
What if my soft spot is like right here?
It is.
Well, that's because you have a metal plate in your head after Nam.
Yeah, probably.
After Fallujah.
I don't have any soft spots.
Before we go further, though, one of my New Year's resolutions is to apologize to people for how I've wronged them. Because
like Les Miserables? Is that what they do? I thought that was about Hugh Jackman singing in prison.
My name is Earl? You
thought
that was
right?
My name is Earl.
You said Les Miserables.
I thought you said water for elephants.
Really?
You
said a different thing.
I thought you said week 9 of the 1972 NFL season.
Huh. It sounded like... That's why I said Les Miserables. It's a musical. I don't know. I've never seen it. I just know it's about a prisoner named Jean Van Jair. Who might be played by Hugh Jackman. I don't know. I've never seen the movie. And they sing.
You know a lot about
John
it.
John
Valjean. Ah!
See, I was pretty fucking close.
Yeah.
For a guy who's wearing a vest.
She's a stage girl, that's why.
You're a stage girl?
I'm not a stage girl.
That actually sounds kind of...
It sounds...
demeaning.
Yeah.
Now that we
say
Jenna,
it. No, it is.
Jenna, what do you say to the people who say, Jenna's a stage girl?
I say, no, I'm not.
Wow. No, I'm sad. No, I feel like I did something wrong. We take stances on this podcast.
Hey, you fuck. No.
Rudy's a misogynist. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Did you say that about yourself?
No.
You talking the third person now?
I was talking about second Rudy.
Second Rudy?
Yeah.
He's coming up with like his own...
Gianna's second Rudy.
Inside jokes.
It's like when you forget a mirror's in your room and you look and you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Forgot you were there.
That's how I found out I had to lose weight. I was putting on a sock bent over and I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That's not a good one.
Yeah, that's never good.
No, I do want to apologize for some things. Okay.
The year of the cunt thing, is that what you want to apologize
for?
Oh, you stand by that?
No, we'll bring that back up.
Jenny,
actually.
You said you were catching up on the podcast. Did you hear about that and do you have thoughts?
I heard about that. You guys were talking at Kinsman about it.
Ah, yes.
So, basically, 2026 is the year of the cunt. Is year of cunt.
Yeah, not the cunt.
Just cunt.
Oh, I was pretty clear. Well, he's not branding it very well.
Serving, feeling, expressing.
Being.
Being. Embodying. Cunt.
We're going to drop
having.
Right now.
My
wanting.
Mom.
She here or she leave? My girlfriend would disagree, but.
So what
I
are your?
I try to explain to her like it's food. But
what are your apologies?
So all right, I'm gonna. I wrote them down.
Oh. I wasn't even ready.
No, I wrote them down. I'm ready enough to have written them down.
Do you have to open the app, or is the app already open?
App's open.
It's been open for a week.
It's opening now.
He's a liar.
So I'm gonna start, ready. Rudy. I am sorry. I told everyone your toes look like baby fingers.
I forgive you.
Thank you.
Did that make its way back to you?
No.
Well, yeah, I never heard about that.
Pat, I'm sorry I told everyone that you haven't been around because you're on estrogen and can't wait to come back with sweet, milky tits. So, Pat, that's on me.
Do you forget? Why hasn't anyone brought that up to me?
Well, you haven't been around. Probably because you're getting those sweet, sweet, milky tits. I also told people you were getting the surgery to turn your nipples into hearts.
That's a thing?
That's cute.
Yeah. It's a body mod.
Body mod.
But it's a tattoo. It's not like...
Yeah.
I'm not going to have my nipples surgically...
No, there's real ones, too.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking the artist.
You never seen it? Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Who has nipple surgery money? I'm not going to have nip surgery money.
This is what I've been telling people, and I apologize.
I guess I...
Do you
how
forgive
can you,
him?
How do you not
forgive him?
Is the unfair part.
I don't know. You could hold it in deep down, like you do most emotions.
Yeah, I could tuck that away. You're forgiven.
Thank you.
I can find a jar for that one.
Jenna, I'm sorry. I've been telling everyone that you and Lucas Estrella were twins that absorb each other's confidence in the womb.
Can you say that again, please?
Yeah. Jenna, I'm sorry. I've been telling everyone that you and Lucas Estrella were twins that absorb each other's confidence in the womb.
Okay.
I forgive you.
It's the least confident person.
I think I forgive you. And chucks, ran out of apologies. So
you don't have any apologies to yourself?
No.
Do you want to start crying?
That would be really good, actually.
That's
I would love
good content.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry that I tell everyone that every tattoo you've ever done was stenciled.
I'm sorry?
I apologize to G. I've been telling everyone that every tattoo she's ever done has been a stencil.
That's accurate. They're all stencils.
You freehand tattoos?
Really?
Yeah. It's impressive.
Wow.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Like, draw it on with Sharpie.
Oh, and then do the... Oh, okay.
People who are straight doing it. No, nothing.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, that's crazy. That could backfire. Because every time I've gotten a tattoo, they've been like, does that look good? And I'm like, yeah. I can't imagine if you were like, I actually wished it was a little more up, actually. I didn't want it that low. Sorry.
Stop talking to the help.
Well, if the microphone would get handed to her, maybe it could be a part of the podcast, but Breck just keeps sitting there holding it.
No, but I am sorry. Thank you. Thank you, guys. It's not that was fault. A lot for me. That means a lot. Jesus Christ.
That was a nice segment.
Thank you. Just trying to get a lot of my chest.
Are you going to keep apologizing to people throughout the year, or is that the end of it?
See what happens.
All right.
It's a long year. A lot of days. 364 of them.
Yeah.
363 after today.
Yeah.
Yep. Jenna, what's your New Year's resolution?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's... I don't have one either.
No?
So don't ask me.
Jenna, lose weight. You can afford to lose like 60 to 70. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, great. So we called her a stage girl and commented on her weight. How old are you? I'm kidding. That was a jab because you're obviously in great shape. No hetero. Go off, king. Queen. Gang.
Your face is getting a little red.
It's the heat. It's the embarrassment of what I just did.
That was almost as bad as the laughing.
No, that was horrible.
I forgive you.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
2026, year of apology.
And
cunt.
Jenna, do you want to try your best evil laugh? Or is that too embarrassing? Because it was pretty embarrassing when we did it.
I'm okay with being embarrassed. Ha ha ha.
Oh god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
How was that?
I'll be honest with you. In terms of execution, not bad, because it took everyone else about 5 minutes before they could actually do the laugh, and you dove feet first right into mediocrity. That was pretty good comparatively.
Yeah.
I did mine, and I immediately was like, this is the worst thing I've ever done in my life.
To be fair, if that was the last laugh I heard, I'd be like, what the fuck? Oh my god!
They feel nothing. They feel nothing.
Oh fuck! It's Tuesday for them. Fuck!
You're in a dark basement, chained to a wall. You just hear ha 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 ha.
Oh shit!
Shit!
I'm being tortured by the Jolly Green Giant.
Why does it sound like he's been practicing? He's been practicing. That's
holy
horrible.
Fuck! How long's he been practicing for? He's terrible at it.
I think that's the thing with like a psychopath. If you're locked in there, the more they practice something, I think the worse they get. Anyone want to weigh in on that?
Do you know any psychopaths? Proper?
Not that I know.
I know a pedophile.
I mean, I'm sure I do, but I don't know.
Relax.
He's in my yearbook that G is covering.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's fun.
No one cares.
Did you know a pedophile growing up? Do you ever catch a predator?
Me? I can't tell where you guys are looking.
Jenna, this whole
whenever you
about
feel
you.
Like whenever you feel like talking, talk.
Mm, want to make sure to tag you in.
I've never caught a pedophile.
One time I was used as bait on a TV show, but I've never done it myself.
I mean, as a kid, I was on Omegle talking to like some suspicious, you know. But weren't we all?
Fun. What are we doing?
We were.
Well, a lot of times I wasn't talking. I was going, and that's a dick, and a dick, and a dick.
Oh, boobs. Nope, that's a dick. Okay.
You get confused. Hey.
Balls.
ASL.
ASL. Dude, how young were you when you found out what ASL meant?
I was probably like 15, 16, I think. Use height of AIM, brother.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I was probably pretty like 13, 14.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't like use the internet growing
up. You
didn't
use the lingo.
Well, I wasn't going on like Omegle and stuff when I was
going on what?
Omegle, whatever. I don't know what the fuck it's called. Is that not what it's called?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you mad.
What's it? No, I'm genuinely asking.
Up. I'm sorry.
You won't like him when he's angry.
This is
I'm
the
asking.
Year of apologies, and I apologize.
It's Omegle.
Omegle?
Omegle, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you guys are fucking idiots. You ever think about that? Maybe we're right.
I think
right?
about that literally all
Jenna,
the time.
Jenna, you're the tiebreaker. What do you think?
There's one E. It's Meg. I always thought it was Omegle.
You guys are outnumbered, I think. Yeah.
I feel like Meagle would be either two E's or an E and an A.
Or it'd be the E with an umlaut.
I love a good umlaut.
Speaking of umlauts, how would you spell the shortened version of usual? Give me the use. How do you spell that?
U-S-H.
No. Ush?
Oosh.
Oosh.
Ush. Ush.
Well, it's slang. You don't have to know how to spell it.
U-S-S?
Yeah, but I know how to spell the N-word with the A.
Brother.
Y-O-U-S-H.
Yoosh. Yoosh. Ooh, that's pretty good.
It's not bad. Mine was always E U umlaut over the U S H.
Did you say umlaut?
Umlaut. It's the two dots. Because that makes it a long.
When have you ever actually used that?
Funny jokes and stuff.
Does it feel like that now?
Nope.
No. 2026, you're the cringe, dude.
I like that.
You're a cringe?
You're a cringe?
Listen, sweetheart. I don't know how much more the cringe.
You're making daddy very upset.
See, but there are some that you see that you're like, this is definitely for the joke.
Yeah, it's
and there's but there are some of them you see and you're like, this is serious. And make me sad.
I remember the kids in my grade that used to act like that, and that makes me happy.
No, it always makes me sad.
Hello, princess.
Oh, yeah, they do that. Like...
Well, with their fedora.
Hello, princess.
I knew
they watch too many Chris Brown videos. They know how to...
Hello, Jenna, just real quick so we know, were you a fedora kid, or are you safe? We're not making fun of you right now, right?
I owned a fedora. I was pretty close, honestly.
I could see it.
I was a weird kid.
Now that you say that.
With like the like stocking things that are like white and black all the way up to your like elbows.
Not emo.
Finger.
Oh, all right.
Not...
Yeah, she's not retarded.
She's
a little weird. She's not an idiot.
All right, I'm just making sure.
Okay,
just taking a temperature of the room.
Girl with a fedora comes down to two hobbies. Gymnastics or horses?
Oh.
Disagree. Ashley Tisdale wore one in High School Musical.
Yeah, but that's Disney fedora. That's different.
Is it a fedora or not?
Yeah, but it's on Disney Channel. They made them wear those fucking...
Nah, she wanted it.
You ever notice how, like, kids...
You're telling me Sharpay is not an icon?
Huh? Oh, my God. Who are you?
Tell me Sharpay is not an icon.
You defended our country? Are you serious right now?
You defended our country? I can't even defend you as a person.
What the fuck?
I had a little
Sharpay
sister.
Sharpay the dog?
I had a little sister. Her name was Sharpay. She wore a fedora and scarves.
Your little sister's name is Sharpay?
No. Fuck. Ashley Tisdale's character in High School Musical. Don't you know anything?
No.
Tisdale's Maguire. God. Tisdale's Maguire, right?
No. That's Hillary Lizzie Duff. Maguire. You fucking idiot.
Yeah. Lizzie Maguire. It's Hillary Duff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Not Sharpay. Icon. She's got a gay brother. Totally accepted.
Your sister has a gay brother?
My older brother's not married, so maybe.
You're divorced.
So maybe.
So maybe.
Did you guys know people that got divorced and went gay?
And went gay?
Yeah.
Yes. My ex-wife.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The fuck?
You forget women have choices, too.
Jesus Christ.
Jenna. Did you know anybody?
No.
No?
I can't think of anyone.
Rudy?
No, not went gay, just like cheated on each other and then like broke up and then came back and then broke up again. It's like, you should probably just be gay or single.
Why do they have to be gay? It seems
or
like
something different.
It seems like they enjoy the heterosexual activities.
Yeah, but it's not fulfilling them.
Like a penis could be. Right. Or a vagina.
Or a clam.
A vagina. Yeah, it's not as filling as a vagina. I get that.
No, I knew a guy that they were older than me, but like he
she's, I gotta Google something. I can't just sit here and listen to this.
Looking up stats.
She's gonna start playing Tetris.
I was looking up
that man's playing Galaga. He thought he wouldn't notice, but we did.
Thank you. Give you a bump for the Avengers.
Three kids. He had three kids with this lady. They divorced. He went gay, full blown,
Went to the wedding. Beautiful.
Well, yeah, it's two gay guys.
Park. It was beautiful. I lied. I didn't go to theirs. I went to their daughters, saw them, and I'm conflicting two memories. Beautiful. And he went gay, married to a life partner now. And the wife.
Why not say husband?
Fair enough. Husband.
Yeah. What do you have against them? Why do you be like married to his life partner now? Like,
literally nothing. Who are you? Literally nothing.
You went too far in the other direction.
Sometimes two men's kiss, and I go, I wish.
I wish someone would kiss me.
Why can't I feel Rudy's or some guy's beard against? Actually, I have.
You have.
I have.
You have.
But he went full gay, and then she, the wife, would come over, and this was back in like Craigslist days, and she would help my grandma navigate. You know, like, oh, you're looking for this, looking for that, and she was on there.
You
one
want
time.
The pictures of the dicks first?
True. But we were on there one time. You know, back in the day with Craigslist, when you used to click on the links, how they went from blue to purple?
Yes.
No. Oh yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Are you listening to me right now?
And so it was in the classifieds. It was women looking for men, men looking for women, women looking for women. And
you dirty dog.
Dirty girl, dude.
Oh, you dirty dog. Oh, you dirty dog. Jenna, do you feel like that was misogynistic? I don't know what to say.
I think it was fine.
I felt okay with it.
I'm telling her to go get her treats.
Dirty dog.
Actually, we do know somebody that got two people, actually. The guy was married for a long time. He had two kids. And he divorced his wife, went gay, goes to every single Pride Parade. It's beautiful. And
I know him?
Huh?
I know him?
No. The shadow in the corner. The looming shadow of death.
The lingering spirit.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I feel like she's going to start talking to me like Joe Black.
Yes.
Oh, mi brother, mi sister, why one?
You know, he had a lot more English lines in that movie than he did Jamaican,
but
right?
That is the most memorable.
No, it's not your dime, I've never seen sweet child.
I've only seen that clip, in fairness.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful
movie. Beautiful.
It's a beautiful movie.
Honestly, I want to watch it 3 hours.
Yikes. Yeah, that's a lot. Yikes. Anthony Hopkins, though.
Hot.
This guy's never going to watch Lord of the Rings.
He's never going to watch
he Lord thinks of the 3 hours is too long.
Have you seen Lord of the Rings?
No.
Sweet. Fuck y'all, motherfuckers.
She's a girl.
Now that's misogynistic.
Could be.
Girls can be nerds, too. She wore a fedora, Pat. It was a 50-50 shot, and you blew it.
I've read The Hobbit.
There we go.
See?
There we go.
See?
Fuck,
there
I'm we smoked. Go. Ladies got patience, see? Dude. That's what The Hobbit teaches you is fucking patience.
Girls read the books respectfully.
Shit.
Guys, stupid guys who like sword fights watch the movies. Like,
I just like Orlando Bloom.
So what's stopping you?
Everyone else. I go, why is Orlando Bloom not in this scene? And it's like, give me the ring! And I'm like, but where's Orlando?
Because he's too tempted by the power of the ring.
Bloomy?
Yeah, everyone.
The Bloomers?
Yes.
Big Daddy Blue.
Everyone but Frodo.
She.
And surprisingly, Samwise.
Have you seen that that part from the animated movie where Gandalf is talking to Samwise and Frodo? And he's like, Frodo. Yeah, Samwise is actually like, Frodo, you better watch out. Be safe.
Is he Conor McGregor?
No, but he like flinches at Samwise.
I have seen that, yeah.
He's like, what the fuck?
Stop, you're tall.
Just the fact that they put that in the animation. He's like, be safe. Just fucking with the little guy.
Fucking A, dude.
Oh, what? The Giants fucking with the midgets.
Liberal bullshit.
I don't even know how we got here.
Gays.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Tis a twisted tale. How does it go? Is a twisted web we weave.
Is that? Agatha Christie. Yeah.
Marco Polo.
Nope. It's...
I feel like it's Agatha Christie.
Fuck, who's the gay guy?
Oh, we should ask someone.
Dorian Gray.
Stanley Tucci.
Dorian Gray?
Who said that, Jay?
Who wrote Dorian Gray?
It's not, that
who
wasn't
the
original
picture
question.
Of Dorian Gray? Who wrote the picture of Dorian Gray?
Well, God, the problem is that she's not using her keyboard.
It's right there!
Dude.
It's too hard. This is a terrible table.
We need a desk.
That is true.
We need a desk.
Now we need a desk.
You can get a desk.
I already did.
Out. Steal a desk.
You can get a desk.
Who wrote?
I got one right now.
Flip over one of those garbage cans.
Oscar Wilde.
Oh. See, this was worth it.
I already kind of like it. Oscar Wilde. Oscar Wilde. That is one of my favorite quotes, Oscar Wilde. Everything in this world is about sex. Except for sex. It's about power.
Power. Fuck yeah.
Do you ever just say stuff and you're like, God, I wish I wasn't talking right now? Because sometimes when you say stuff, I'm like, God, I wish he wasn't talking right
my
now.
My God. Oh, good heavens.
You know, when I say it, no, but when I listen back, I go, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, like that's a pretentious douchey thing to say.
It's pretentious and douchey. It's smart. I'm fucking smart and shit.
You have a favorite quote from a book.
No, that's an author. It's not from a book. Funny enough, he didn't even say it.
So you don't know anything about it.
It's widely accredited to him, but it's not really him.
Who was it?
No one knows.
I feel like Google might know. Jamie?
Jenna. Jenna, you say something so I get off my back. I'm sick of this.
Yeah, because we're going to jump on Jenna's back. Yeah. She's not going to be able to hold us.
She has the most views. You think we're...
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a podcast. You're easily. Rudy Tuesday royalty.
We thought we invited you back because we liked you?
Yeah.
Damn.
I've always wondered who just called dibs on stuff like that. Like the guy who, I can't think of his name, Occam's Razor, or like whoever
who
was
came
like,
up with Occam's Razor. No,
it was if Occam. You let me
Jenna just
get
goes,
through it, like when they're like, oh, it's the most obvious answer is probably what it is. Yes. You're telling me he was the first guy to have that thought? Like there's no...
No,
there's
you've
no
always
way
said
he was
this,
the first guy to have that thought.
Philosophers are people that think of shit, maybe not first, but they explain it enough to where most people can get it.
I disagree. I think it's just the first guy to call dibs on something.
Because like you look at Plato's cave, and I'm sure there are people that were like, you know, shit's not like what you think it is and shit. And then Plato was like, right, but let's think of it as a story. Like you're in a cave tied down. And then they're like, damn, that's like what I said, but like that's smarter.
Yeah, dude.
But that's colloquial.
What I'm, if you said this in passing, and then Rudy heard it, and then Rudy thinks, I'm going to write that down and publish it or something.
Hmm.
I'd kill him.
But that's what I'm saying. Is like it's,
you'd have to catch me first, brother.
You don't. Well, history was written by
the victors.
White guys.
That too.
Well, but it's also, same it's thing. Like Schrodinger's cat, right? It's like the cat's either alive or dead at the same time.
Or gay.
Right. It's like, just pick up the box and shake it. And if it doesn't make fucking noise,
Schrodinger
isn't
a philosophy. It's a science thought experiment.
Who gives a fuck? It's the science. Same thing.
There's also plutonium in the box.
True. So that couldn't come around till.
Cat's
like
100% dead. Why is it even a question?
No, because
it
you
could
don't
have
know.
Superpowers, Pat.
You don't
it could
know.
Be a super cat now.
You don't
you
know
do
if the
know.
Glass is broken.
Jenna, what do you think?
You do
you think
know.
It's a super cat? You think it's dead?
I don't know. I don't know the thing.
You don't know Schrodinger's cat?
No, and I've been too embarrassed to ask.
I don't know what it is.
I learned about
well, you've come to the right place.
I learned about it from a sitcom, so I'm not going to sit over here and be like I'm the smartest guy.
Schrodinger's
planet.
Cat is a thought experiment where you place a cat in a box with a highly reactive substance with a hammer that has a 50-50 chance of breaking that glass. So when you cover the box and you can't see the outcome, both possibilities are happening at the same time because you cannot definitively say this or that.
Until you open the box.
Until you
and
open
then
the box.
It's...
I didn't know about the plutonium and the hammer. I thought he put a cat in a box, and he was like, we don't know if it's dead.
I thought that
could be anything.
Yeah, thought it was.
Yeah, it's a thought experiment.
They're
it's
usually
like,
terrible.
It's like five people are on a track tied down. There's
I
a
like
baby tied down. You have the opportunity to pull the lever and kill the five people or not pull the lever and kill
baby,
five
baby every
babies.
Time.
Jenna, what do? You kill the five people?
Nah, kill the baby.
Kill the baby.
I'd probably kill the baby,
I mean,
too.
What are they... They could suck.
I've already killed a baby. What are we doing? Well, also, the baby was around when five people just got ran over by a train. How good do you think that baby's life is going to be?
Oh, God.
That's trauma.
Yeah, like, oh, my God. Every time he opens a pack of sardines, he fucking has an epileptic fit.
I know.
Oh, no. We're all laying together.
It's probably not that good of a life.
All right, you tell me. A baby is hurtling down the tracks, and on one side is a train, and on the other side is you, but five people are by a lever. Do you pull it?
What?
Do I catch the baby? Is the baby mine?
It's
once
a giant
I catch
baby.
It?
The baby.
It's a giant baby.
It's a it's a train sized baby is hurtling down the tracks, and a baby sized train is on one track, and then you're on the other track, and then five people are sitting.
A baby sized train.
So do you?
So
pull
do I want to stub my toe or get crushed by a baby? Is that
you
the question?
No, you're tied up on the tracks. Five people are near a lever. What do you? Do you pull the lever?
Can I convince the baby to stop?
I'm tied to the fucking tracks. What do you mean?
Yeah, but you can talk to the five people around the lever. Do you pull the lever?
No, I'm tied.
If I pull the lever, which one happens?
When did you start drinking?
Yep.
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 Yep. Yep.
Oh, so well, awesome.
You ever play Red Dead Redemption 2?
No, but I know about it.
You know Arthur?
I do.
Well, Arthur Morgan. I'm dying, sister. I got TB. I'm scared. I've lived a bad life.
Pretty over this. It's like the second or third time he's done this.
Yeah.
Pretend to be Spanish and a nun.
Sister. Sister.
Uno.
Oh, Uno. Fuck. How long do I have left?
Oh, Dios mio. I don't speak English.
Uno, año.
Oh, fuck. I don't speak Spanish. Fuck, I wish I understood you. God, you're so attractive, though.
Hola, we have penicillin over here.
I love Latinas.
Fuck, I don't know what shit.
I gotta get me a tortilla or something.
Are you a video game girl?
No, not really.
No.
I played some.
What'd you play?
Name five video games.
Oh my god. Just challenging her on it. Like, it now.
Yeah, but top games.
My favorite game ever is probably Mortal Kombat 10.
Hell yeah.
Binding of Isaac is also high up there.
Yo, these are cuts.
Binding of Isaac. Goodness.
I don't know that one.
I don't know.
That's
mostly it.
That's still a deep cut. Binding of Isaac?
Yeah.
Pretty good at it.
Are you
pretty good at it, not the brand.
Or PC?
Yeah.
I'm a PC gamer. I'm pretty good at this game. So
I can't. I can't do that. The guy that was in The Doors, Ray Manzarek, he had to play two levels of the organ at the same time. Yeah, that's not me.
Anyone can do that.
Yeah, but he could do it well.
Yeah, that's the...
Guy's not special.
Hey, fuck this guy.
You know, sometimes music belongs in the 60s.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you play Chopsticks on the double organ?
I don't know what Chopsticks is.
It's the Chinese song.
You use me sushi.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the one that's all black keys.
I think that's baseball. I don't know what that is.
You guys never hit the... You don't fuck with the black keys?
I don't play the piano.
White people don't fuck with no black keys every once in a while.
I don't play the piano.
Y'all ain't know what an A flat is.
Jenna, do you play musical instruments at all?
I do play the piano. And I don't know
the
black keys.
What
the
fuck you're talking
song.
About?
Do you fuck with the black keys in general or not so much?
They're all right. The band?
The black keys are all right.
Yeah. Or the...
I don't know the band.
It's the one you play with your knuckle.
Breck, I think this might just be a you thing, brother.
I don't know it.
I'm not made for this world, dude.
If four out of five dentists don't know what the fuck you're talking about, it's
not. JD, you know what I'm talking about?
She's trying to figure out how to Google
that.
Black Keys Knuckle Song.
Black Keys Knuckle Song.
Black Keys Knuckle Song.
None of the black keys on a piano are close enough to play with your knuckles like that.
Well, the three.
The three.
The two and the three.
Bring it.
The three. Bring it.
Yeah,
You go, yeah, it's so it's the three with your knuckles, and then there's the two, and you hit the one on the left.
I don't know about you guys. I got 4 to 5 knuckles on my one hand.
You have 4 knuckles.
Okay, yeah, I'll just cut my fucking thumb off.
Wow! Huh.
Dude.
Wow.
Dude, I just realized. I said, you know, this whole Gianna thing, it's going to be a weird dynamic. We got to get her a mic. I think it's going to be weird. And then everything I say, she goes, no, Breck, you're not a goddamn crazy son of a bitch. You have valid experiences in your life.
I'm sorry, I'm more of an opinions guy than a facts guy.
You know what? You dress like that? That makes sense. You look like an opinions guy.
God, circus
This is
magic.
An American Eagle sweatshirt, sir. How dare you?
Wow.
Yeah, my sister got it for Christmas.
Opposing opinions with the Carhartt.
These are Carhartt boots.
Yeah.
They're Wrangler jeans. Oof. So,
do your fit of the day. What's your fit of the day?
Fit of the day.
OOTD, outfit of the day.
Who are you asking, Squinty?
What are those?
Are you asking me? Because Rudy just buys whatever is black at Walmart. That's all he wears.
Hey, zoomies.
Oh, my bad. What a difference that is.
What a difference a day makes.
Did you call me Squinty?
You're squinting right now, bitch.
It's bright in here. Is it? I have blue eyes. 2026 resolution. I'm giving everyone the Erica Kirk eyes. We will not stop protecting our country and the freedoms associated with it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's like when Mexicans jarring. Blink a lot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No.
Mexicans?
Explain that.
No.
You say Mexicans?
You ever did?
Why do Mexicans blink a lot?
What?
No,
that's what Google you're gonna
that.
Google.
Yeah, Google, Google that.
Give it a Goog.
No, you've never seen like a you know when your eyes are really dry and you're like ah.
Yeah,
I've seen multiple Mexican people.
They're from a dry climate, so
yeah,
allergies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're working real hard too.
I will be honest. One time after
backbone of our economy.
One time after I went out on a date with a Mexican girl, I did Google afterwards. Why are Mexican girls' faces all round? Swear to God, swear to God, doesn't sound great. But I was like, that's weird that their faces are always so round. Swear to God.
What was the answer?
Just the way they were made, I guess. I don't remember what it was. It was a while ago.
God's
and oven. It was enough where I was like, yeah, I didn't have to Google that. That was nothing. There was nothing to bring home on that one.
Their yeast rose too for too long, dude.
We didn't go on a second date.
No. Really?
No.
Hey, how do you say this word?
I didn't do that.
You find out what Mexicans blink a lot.
Think. That's probably what it said when I Googled the head thing.
It was like, there's no cultural.
Yeah. So you made that up in your head. That's racist, bro.
It's not.
It sounds.
I've seen a lot of Spanish people with dry eyes.
Well, Google said it was racist.
Google's ran by the Jews.
Yeah, okay. I don't know any.
You know what's funny? Gianna's actually on Breck's side more than you would think she is.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. I knew that.
Anti-Jew girl.
Jenna, how you feel about other people having money? Girl.
There are things listening. The ninja's on.
Jenna, what's your views on Jews?
They're okay.
They're okay. How do you say, okay?
Some are good, some are bad.
Más o menos.
Así. Okay.
What's your views on what Breck just did?
It's
okay.
It's okay. It's all fine with me.
It's okay.
I actually came back to my work, and there was a tiny little Spanish guy named I'm not gonna say his name, but he was like this tall, literally standing up,
nice,
and blinking rapidly
from the chair or from the floor.
From the floor.
Okay.
Whoa.
Guy was like 5'4".
That's way most. Shorter than 5'4", brother.
Yeah. He doesn't really know what.
Anyway. 4'5" is like change 420, and I came back and he was gone. I was like, fuck happened to him? And they were like, yeah, he left one weekend and then he never came back. He got rushed to the hospital and got a tube put in him.
Just cause? Or was it like a medical condition?
Too short.
They put a tube in him for that?
Gotta drain the
liquid.
Lengthen him? He's gonna put him in a taffy machine. Nah, something about...
They started doing that thing that African cultures do and they put a bunch of rings around your neck to make...
and a big plate in his
neck. Yeah, they do that around the neck and the knees. But it stretch you out.
That's always
it
done
sucks
it for me.
Because it was alcohol related and everyone thought he was kidding. But every time he saw like a metal water bottle, he grabbed...
Cerveza?
No, he'd go, tequila! I swear to God.
Sick.
It sounded like he gargled gravel every morning.
Oh, no.
He had the cool... But he was... Every time he was like, tequila.
Cool guy.
Okay. I think a weekend. And I'm like, okay, bye.
You want to grab a drink after this?
He's going to die soon.
Yeah, he's going to die.
My uncle died.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yep.
Yeah, and then your cousin came back from the Navy. That's gay. Fun. Whatever.
No, he's going to the Navy.
Nope, came back.
Oh!
Came back from the Navy. Now he's going to Nebraska.
Yep.
Male strip club. Got it.
Yep.
Taking the whole family.
Yep. Uncle died, but I know I told you guys.
Mm-hmm. So this is for you,
Jenna. Jenna probably actually wouldn't want to know. Let's not even.
What? Oh, no.
I know.
How dare you disrespect.
I know.
You don't get to do that.
So my uncle, he was in the hospital for a while. He was in and out for a while. And the last thing I heard about him.
Jeez, what a snooze.
Was that. I hope you hit an IED. Because you know we're going to war with someone. Yeah. And you're getting sent
out. New England?
Anyway. No, so my uncle, he got gangrene.
Oh, I heard this. I listened to the...
Wow, you listened to a lot more episodes than I thought you did.
I listened to the Alex Kuro one.
Ah.
That was on there?
Yeah.
God, not long ago when my uncle's heart was still beating and his dick was covered in gangrene. Now he's dead and burnt to a crisp.
Nice. Was it really his...
His peener?
His penis?
His penis. That
How'd that happen?
Whirl.
Cut yourself shaving.
He claimed...
One time.
So yeah, the problem with my porn. Uncle, he was a big embellisher.
Still pretty fit.
So he claimed that it was because a nurse giving him a sponge bath punched him in the dick.
He was the boy who, cried peen.
But what was fun?
It's not
cleaning
out infection, I believe.
One of the last times, well, he was wearing diapers and also diabetic, so no cuts healed. And you know, if you shit yourself, you got a cut in your wee wee.
Hydrogen peroxide
sepsis.
Newborn. Slap a Band-Aid on it.
Brother, he was dying.
That was
You're
the,
not like
his awesome. Peener was the least of his problems.
Yeah. Well, apparently he wasn't dying that fast. He died of gangrene on his penis,
no,
not from whatever was keeping him in the fucking diaper.
From That's respiratory true. Failure,
That's
like
not
an American.
What you just said.
Yes.
You said he died from gangrene on peen.
No, I didn't say he died from.
How blood. Does one get gangrene?
Gangrene on peen.
Okay. Because I thought it was like, oh, you have no blood flowing there. It gets necrotic. This is really panning out. Not going to lie.
Dude, I feel like my mom's here.
You're earning your $10 right now, dude.
Dude, I feel like my mom's here. She's like, Breck, not only was I listening and your point is valid, but you were right. And I'm like,
thank you, mommy.
Can you rub my head after this?
Do you think it's weird that he's going to jerk off to your sister later?
Why'd you say that?
I thought it had to be said.
First off, let's get this straight, G. I would never. Okay.
That's nice.
Keep validating him and watch that opinion
I
change.
I think you like a brother. A gross, gross brother that I haven't seen in a long time. And I go, who are you? And you go, I'm your brother. And I go, oh, yeah. Huh.
Didn't I kiss the other one?
You and your brother look a lot alike when you shave. Anyway.
What?
I don't know. I'm floundering.
Yeah, we could tell.
What does grandma's new tail mean? Because you wrote that today or yesterday, and I was like, I can't fucking wait to know what that means, dude.
So it was the weekend.
Take a deep breath, please.
Yeah, you got it.
So it was probably like my, I think it was Wednesday. And like, I was just sitting at my desk smoking weed, playing fucking Madden, and I was like,
"Oh boy!"
And I was like, "You know, it'd probably be the one of the most weird and upsetting things in my life. Like if I was sitting at my grandma's house, like watching football or something, she's like, "Hey, do you want a drink?" And I'm like, "Actually, can I get a water?" And she's like, "Yeah, I'll be right back." And she turns around. And she has a furry tail clipped around her waist. And you go to your grandfather, you go, "What's up with that?" And he goes, "Don't bring it up. It makes her really happy."
Can I ask a question? Is it a real tail?
It's like a long cat tail that's a rainbow.
No, I know, but it's fake. Is it growing out of her?
You wear like a belt.
Oh, whoa, okay.
It's not a butt plug one. No, it's not a butt plug
no,
one.
No, okay.
Because that'd be gross.
Sure.
It's like a...
Yeah, because it was way too weird if it was a butt plug.
But if she wore like a flag football clip around thing with the furry tail...
You pull it off and you're like, "You're down, Grandma." Right there.
And you're like,
"You kept running after I pulled it off. You're down back here."
And the only thing anyone says is, "Don't bring it up. It makes her really happy." You're like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, I would be like, "What the fuck?" Because your grandpa, no way. He'd be like, "The fuck is this?" Yeah. Like any person,
I know,
your current grandparents. Edith,
take that goddamn thing off.
Yeah,
not my house.
Thing doesn't last longer than 5 minutes.
But imagine if your grandmother at 72 went up to your grandfather, also 72, and said, "I'm really sad, but I think this would really help me."
Jesus fucking
Christ. Your grandfather would be like, "What do you have to be sad about? I paid for this fucking house. I paid for, you didn't work for 70 fucking years."
I asked my dad.
You asked somebody other than us this. That's insane.
Well, my only living grandmother is his mom.
Oh my God.
And so I was like, "Would you be upset if your mom started wearing a tail?" And he went up on plug and I went, "Ew, no." Like a belt.
Dad, that's weird.
I'm so glad that's where his mind went immediately too.
Well, because that's what I thought he was saying at first too. Yeah. And then I was like, "There's no way it's that."
You want to
know
what I
thought?
He's
got to be talking about grandma just turns around and she just has a fucking tail.
You know what I thought?
She sprouted
originally.
She sprouted one,
and it was prehensile.
Thank you.
What does
that
mean?
So when he said, "Hey, can you grab me a beer?" She grabbed the beer with the tail.
Oh,
that's
like,
what
like
in my
head, like Nightcrawler.
Yeah. When I read Grandma's New Tail, I thought it was like a monkey tail.
Well, honestly.
Stop.
Jenna, what did you think?
She didn't
even have a guess.
She's like, "I don't think
I
in this garage."
It growing out of her.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What kind of tail were you picturing though? Because I was picturing honestly like a large like stegosaurus type of tail.
No.
Real wide.
She's slamming into shit and she's walking into the kitchen. The spikes go into the refrigerator. She has to yank it out. Like,
yeah.
No,
grandma causes so much property damage.
I was picturing, you know, when pitbulls get their tail chopped off and it's like a little nub, of skin.
Do
like,
you think it curls like an English bulldog? It curls up?
Oh, like
no,
a piggy.
Just starting.
Just starting
to curl
what
off.
Was just that? A nub, just a 2 fingers wide.
What was that movie where they made that human with the tail? Was that Splice?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The chick.
Yeah, very creepy looking.
Wood.
No.
Come on.
I don't know that film.
Come on.
Jenna, could you? We have a woman here.
She can be included. She fucking crushed
you
guys.
Look at her face. She's like, yeah.
But she crushed you guys at the Moxie Minute. She's more of a man than either of you are.
But do you think that she wants to sit here and hear me and Rudy's
first?
I don't like this idea.
Oh, shit. I don't like having a girl on here.
Oh, Breck's crazy. Breck doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, you don't.
Jenna.
Now, Jenna. What do you say to the people who say...
¿Cómo se dice?
It's my question.
All right, sorry.
Also, I don't speak Spanish. What do you say to the people who say, Jenna, carpet doesn't match the drapes. And what do you say to me who says, why are so many people in your house?
What? What do I say to...
to the people who say that, not me saying that. How about you plug your fucking microphone back in, you pussy, and say it into the mic? Say it into the mic.
Now we got your clothes again.
Fucking only one person was allowed to take dumbass swings today. Fucking wearing a field jacket like you're from Vietnam, piece of shit. Put on some clean clothes the next time you come here. I'm tired of you dressing like garbage when we have guests. There's two ladies present. You couldn't even put on a nice pair of shoes.
He's okay, wearing... I'm more upset that they both
I blacked
look.
Out for a second.
I'm more upset. You said it, and I was like, you know what? He's having a moment. Let him breathe. And then you said the shoe thing, and they both went. He is. I come from work. I come from... Thank you.
He comes from work in the woods. He was chasing a demon.
You didn't. But I know what I look
what
like.
The coolest jacket?
Rudy.
Well, I'm not wearing a jacket.
100%.
But yeah. My jacket looks like...
It's a nice jacket.
It's a nice jacket. It looks like it's from Red Redemption 2, but it's a nice jacket.
Mm-hmm. We're a jacket podcast now.
Tyrone told me that I look like transgender Mitch Hedberg in this jacket.
Oh, and I've worn it ever since.
I haven't taken it off.
He's dead.
Still black. What?
Mitch Hedberg or Tyrone?
Oh. Yeah, who are you guys talking about?
Oh, black.
Tyrone, yeah.
Lives in the sewers.
What?
He's raising four turtles to become legends. I think I got you dead to rights, Jenna. We sit, Jenna, we sit here for days and days and we say, how do we crack this nut called Jenna? You know, we try hitting you. We try screaming at you. We try manipulating you. We've tried shaming you. We've tried to make you smoke a whole carton of cigarettes. What were we talking about?
I would do that one.
Smoke a whole carton of cigarettes?
Yeah.
Are you mad?
Oh, yeah. What do you mean I do it every week?
Yeah, but when you say it, it's sad. When she says it, you're like, I wouldn't think that about you.
No, I don't smoke cigarettes. I'm saying I would.
You would start?
Yeah. She'd cough her whole way through a pack just to
like
beat
the
you down. Yeah.
You want one?
Yeah. This is the Marlboro Minute.
That was the other idea.
Yeah, but you're the only one who fucking smokes.
No, I won't smoke. I'll just watch you fucking morons.
I'm not start smoking a whole
cigarette
in a minute.
You would watch us take one hit, get really dizzy, put it down, say, hold on, for 45 minutes, and then throw up.
I don't think I'd get...
We could speed it up.
I bet you I wouldn't get as dizzy as you.
You would get...
I
do Zins.
You do Zins, yeah. I used to dip.
If it's been a while, though,
It's been years.
I miss dipping, dude.
Yeah. You could always go back. They still sell it. You don't have to, like, abandon that habit.
We spend days trying to say, how are we going to dig to the next layer of Jenna? And you know what? I think I cracked the code.
What's your
most cringy middle school relationship story?
Relationship.
Or just like a cringy friendship. Just something cringy from middle school. I feel something in your past is just radiating.
I'm catching it. I feel it. I'm sensing a name.
I'm
sensing a lot of anger and rage.
Middle school.
Deep in my plums.
I'm trying to think of something. Now there's pressure.
There's no pressure because I'll tell you a cringy thing. Oh, yeah, Pat's leaving. You know what? Yeah, I got to take a whiz.
All right.
I'm gonna
I'll think on that.
Think on it. And then
I'll say it once. I'll say it again. Are we professional?
No.
No. Jenna, are you at least having fun?
I'm having fun.
Yeah. It's too nice.
It was fun, though.
Did you think of something?
This wasn't middle school. Okay. I was a little older.
High school.
Yeah.
So it was yesterday.
I was out of middle school. Don't ask any questions. They're on break. You can be there when there's no kids. Flavor. Yeah.
I went to a thing called NerdCon, NerdFighteria.
NerdCon, NerdFighteria?
Yeah.
What is that?
It was a convention. It was like the
I already love
Vlog
this.
Brothers, John and Hank Green.
Oh.
A lot like Matt and Rob, actually. No, it was just a convention of all the like awful, cringy people who loved them.
Yeah,
it was.
Were they the only attraction, or were there more?
There were more. It was just a ton of YouTubers. It's,
I was about to say, it sounds like early. Well,
like science, Vsauce. He wasn't there, but like
Vsauce, Michael here.
Oh, so it's like Comic-Con, yeah, but for early YouTube.
Yeah,
I would say it's early YouTube. I would say it's like middle YouTube.
UConn.
Yeah, I know that's yeah.
It's not, okay. It wasn't early. It was
because early's like Fred, Annoying Orange,
the most nonsense videos ever made.
Drinking out of cups.
Drinking out of cups. Angry video game nerd. I don't know
any of these.
Oh, what's the other one?
You don't know Drinking Out of Cups?
No.
Skidalisk, Barnes, Patascoon, Powder Kid in the background going fucking crazy.
Yeah. Mr. Walkway, walk me into the
building. Fuck
Jenna,
you.
How
fuck
many
you.
Of those did you know? Because I didn't know any of those.
You don't know Balloon Hands?
No.
I didn't know a single thing you're talking about just then.
We got to figure out the mirroring thing.
I know.
Yes. I've been on that for a minute.
A minute.
Oh, it's not. It's not that hard. We'll figure that out.
Jenna, can you, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I
you're
asked,
cringe. I'm sorry.
I'm
your
sorry.
Cringe
I
moment.
Asked
sorry,
a derailing
sorry.
Question, but I didn't mean to.
Was that the like just that was the cringy moment, or was there a cringy moment
there,
within?
There was. It's so. The
it's
whole
a blur.
Thing. Oh. Okay.
Ah, yes.
There
we go.
So there was a guy I really liked. His name was Wheezy Waiter.
What was it?
Wheezy Waiter. I don't know why I was obsessed with this.
He was a YouTuber, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I thought
this was
a person.
This is someone she went to school with.
Wheezy.
Big Wheeze.
And, like, the whole reason I wanted to go to this, like, I got a scholarship to go to this. Like, I applied. I'm fucking, like, I was in it. I wanted to take a picture with this guy. And
you got a scholarship to take a picture with a YouTuber. That's the craziest fucking sentence.
You know how hard it is to get into Comic-Con? Now imagine that for YouTube.
Wait. I'm confused.
You gotta know a guy to know a guy to get in there.
You
I had to write an essay.
Got a scholarship.
I did write an essay.
You got a scholarship for this convention? Or like you got a scholarship to a school and included the convention?
For the convention.
Yeah, I went to college to get into this convention.
What kind of dog shit college you go to? Be like,
no.
We'll also let you go to this year's YouTube guy.
As an attraction.
What the fuck? Terrible
code. They got the car. They got their car. Oh, fuck. What year is this? You said
16.
Okay.
But yeah, I was really excited to meet this guy. And so we go to the... Devin's with me. It's just me and Devin, my brother. And we see him, and he's, like, packing up. He just, like, took his last picture of the day. And Devin goes up to him. He's like, my sister's your biggest fan. You got to take a picture with her. And he's like, no, I'm done.
Oh.
And Devin was like, no, you got to take a picture with her.
Knowing and what I know about your brother, I can picture this happening.
He bullied this man.
Yeah.
And then I was taking a picture with him. He was wicked. He was like scared. He was uncomfortable.
You both look uncomfortable in the picture.
No, we were wicked uncomfortable. And then he hugged me after, but I don't know if you can tell. I'm a little fucking awkward.
No.
So what? He hugged me and he said,
NerdCon,
that was a hug. He said it.
That wasn't a hug?
That was a hug. After he hugged me and I didn't respond.
He's looking at Devin. He's like, that was a hug.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
I did my
that
part.
Was a
the
hug.
Rest is on her, okay?
You said one hug.
Let me go get in my Jetta and get the fuck out of here already.
He beats him up. He falls into his car. He beats the shit out of him.
To be fair, though, I feel like it wouldn't be that tough to intimidate someone that headlines NerdCon.
Yeah.
Hey, will you take a picture of my sister? No. Pussy. And he's all right.
We got. Is this the man? This is
oh,
the man.
Lol.
Oh, my.
Shit. Ooh,
that are the memories
that
flooding
hurt
back?
Both sides that hurt.
Whoa.
Both sides that hurt like shit.
China.
Question about her ethnic background.
Let me see him again.
We're very worried about China. Jenna's very worried about China. Oh, what a beautiful picture.
He's at least 9% Neanderthal.
Yeah, dude. He looks about as caveman as I do.
Worse.
Think so?
Yeah.
Nice.
You look Greek.
Driftless Pony Club? Is that his wife's maiden
I would never touch
name?
A young boy.
That's the group he was in, was the Driftless Pony Club.
Do you know about the Driftless Pony Club?
I don't.
They've been running for a long time, apparently.
Doesn't sound like a fan of mine. So is So what happened after that? Did you enjoy the rest of NerdCon, or did you leave?
No, that was
no,
the end of it.
We walked out.
Showed up, got that one weird picture, and left.
No, we
saw the scholarship paid for.
Until Hank Green's science band went on, and we were like some of the only people in the audience. And he said the chords out loud. Like, they couldn't figure out the chords. And he was like, C, G, A minor, F. And Devin was like,
I'm not doing this.
Can you look up the Green Brothers? Because I feel like I know. You said Hank Green?
Yeah.
Was he the guy that, like, every teacher was like, you guys want to watch a video? And it was him. And you're like, this guy is the gayest guy
ever. We were out of that.
Hank Green is now on TikTok a lot, though, right?
I believe that. Yeah. I believe that. Yes. Oh my God, dude.
So he.
You know what I'm talking about?
He didn't play the instruments. He just went up and said.
He was a conductor?
No, he was trying to.
He was directing the band.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was like
singing, but they weren't playing the right chords because no one knew how to play instruments. Sick.
And he just went whiplash on him. He was like, fucking G.
Yeah.
Now are you going to be dragging, rushing, or are you going to be on my fucking time? You know what? Maybe we should go. I do love WTF science, but I gotta get out of
this
here.
Guy seems
no,
like
IFL dicker. Science. That's what it was.
No idea.
I fucking love science. They had a rebrand.
This was also one of the first times I was like drinking nips in public. So me and Devin would go to the bathroom and like.
Middle school?
High school.
How old were you at this NerdCon?
I think 16.
She was in college.
Okay. I thought she said middle school before, so I was like, hold on a second. I missed a detail somewhere. Like,
after middle school.
16. And, me and Devin were just taking turns drinking them.
Yeah, getting sloshed at NerdCon.
We gave some to a homeless guy.
Classic.
He couldn't be there sober.
Oh my God.
It was that bad.
That guy's dead.
Oh, your brother's an alcoholic.
No.
Was.
He wasn't.
You just said he couldn't go anywhere without being drunk?
No, he couldn't.
Sounds like me.
He couldn't go to the convention sober because it was so bad.
Unbearable.
It was a tolerance thing.
It's like going to your aunt's wedding.
Yeah.
I've got Pats game last season. You go, I'm going to have to get about 4, 5, 6, 7, 9 in me.
Yeah.
No blue.
I'll spend $90 at the fucking kiosk.
Dog.
Hell yeah.
Those fucking arena prices, man.
Insane. $24 for a fucking 12-ounce beer. Suck my dick.
Suck both my nuts, dude.
That's why you have to go to the tailgates before.
Yeah, but then it's the second quarter.
Yeah, but then I'm drinking my own alcohol. I want to drink somebody else's. Then you got to pay for it. Then you got to pay for it.
I don't want to. Do as the Romans do. Take a watermelon and go.
When are we going to go to a Bills game?
When I can afford to go to Buffalo.
You're going
to
take all of us?
Yeah, okay.
Pat, next year. All right. Jenna, you're invited.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
But G, you're going to bring the iPad.
Jenna, do you want to go jump through a table in the northern New York winter outside of a football
stadium? Oh, you want to go to Buffalo?
Oh, well.
Oh, I thought we were going to Foxborough.
No, I'm not going to take everyone to Buffalo. That's crazy. I'm going to go to a game at some point in Buffalo.
New stadium.
Yeah, I would have loved to go to the old stadium, but that's the last game being played there is this Sunday, so it's not going to happen.
Sunday.
But no, I'm not going to take everyone to Fox. That's crazy.
I don't want to make Jenna feel
left out,
singled out.
Oh, okay.
Because when I was thinking about cringiest moments, I thought of middle school.
Nice.
In eighth grade, do you remember Total Drama Island?
Do you remember?
I don't.
No.
You guys don't remember Total Drama?
No.
Is that a core memory I just unlocked for you?
Yeah, brother.
Yikes.
Yikes.
It's not weird. They put it on other things.
I streamed it.
What was the fat kid's name? White t-shirt, blue Canadian leaf, middle of it. Blonde.
Blue Canadian leaf, middle.
You know exactly who I'm talking about. Lucas?
Why does this guy know so much about clothing?
No.
Why is he dressed like that and he knows so much about fashion? Yes, please.
We're going to Kidsman soon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Tuesdays when I leave the mic, it's like, you know the circle that like outside of that, and I leave and go outside with those guys, and my mom is always there, and she's like, "Do you need me to walk you to your car?" I'm like, God,
these guys are
fucking boys.
Dweebs.
Yeah. They're safe, I'm pretty sure. Mom,
these guys went to NerdCon.
I didn't like run background checks, but you know, some of them seem all right.
I think it's
like,
gonna be fine.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
Dude, one guy's getting divorced. He's fine.
It's only a problem if you're alone with him, Mom. Look, we're all here. It's safe.
Yeah.
No, Mom. We're all lonely and weird. Don't worry.
Your mom is a lovely woman. She's also terrifying.
She's so
terrifying.
I've
talked to her for an extended length of time, and I was like, I would never fuck with anyone this woman knew.
Why do you say that?
She's a tough lady.
I was horrified.
But what?
When I came out to the bar and saw Rudy and my mom in like having an
commiserating, dude,
conversation, I was...
Oh, no.
We talked about you. We talked about your brother. We talked about
murder,
your sister.
They're going to talk. They're going to start planning a murder for Biden. It's horrible.
You have a sister? A
terrible combination. Yeah.
You have one sister.
We don't talk about it.
Is she younger or older than you and your brother?
She's the middle.
Oh, the middle?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we usually forget about them.
And she's just not funny?
No, yeah. She is funny. She went
makes
up.
Makes sense. She's never come up before.
For the first time at our first mic. She's really funny. She just doesn't have time because she's a child.
Oof. Yeah, kids will do that to you.
Yeah. That's why I say.
Kill them.
I got 5 words for you. Drown them in a bathtub.
See?
Told why you. Would you do it in a bathtub?
Because the sink's not deep enough.
It was so dumb, but so true. So true.
If they splash enough, water's going to come out.
It doesn't fucking fit.
Walk right in.
Especially
that
with Rudy's sink. He has one of those rich guy fucking... If you've gone in Rudy's bathroom, have you...
Yeah, he's got a touchscreen mirror for some reason.
I don't allow women in the house.
Yeah, he has a
touchscreen mirror.
He has a touchscreen mirror, and
yeah,
then the
fucking
faucet,
Iron Man in there. Yeah,
the faucet isn't like one of these normal fucking masks where it's and it comes out all bubbly.
Yeah, it's like
it's
an old
one of those
spout
river.
Yeah, it's like a spout. Yeah,
yeah, that was Mom's choice. That
Joyce.
Was JoJo,
Joanne.
So
there you go,
Jenna. Do you have any scary stories from growing up from your scary mom, or any interesting stories from your scary mom?
Oh, brother, I got fucking scary
that you want to tell. You don't have to.
I do. I don't know.
Does she listen to the podcast?
She might.
Ooh,
she might.
What?
Well, in fact, I do. I tag Jenna's episode on Twitter.
Yeah.
We
don't have to. It gets more.
We don't have to.
Gets more traction. Yeah.
You want me to tell my scary mom story first?
Yeah,
so make you feel better.
I would like that. Yes.
Okay. It involves Gianna, so that's great. So, it was late one night, and we get a knock on the door. It was 11 o'clock at night.
Why does it sound like the start of the Christmas Carol?
It was 1 in the morning. That's so much worse. So we get a knock on the door at 1 o'clock in the morning. My mom, in her nightgown, was it one of the 90s? It was the muumuu? I think it was the muumuu. It's been a long time.
What is a muumuu?
It's like a long sleep dress.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hot. It's hot. It's hot as shit.
Breck likes it. So...
Moo-moo.
She shuffles to the door in the nightdress.
Fucking Ebenezer Scrooge their way.
She's wearing a nightgown.
She's got a long hat and the fucking candle.
Who goes there?
Who is rapping at my door?
Are thou having hysterics in my house at such an hour?
She answers the door. It's a policeman.
Hello.
And he says, ma'am, is your daughter's name Gianna Marinosi? And my mother goes, why, yes, she is.
Funny you say that.
No. Funny you say that. Shut up.
You got a warrant?
Get lost, dweeb.
What time is it? It's 1 a.m. Nah, not right now. She's not.
No, JoJo is a full-on law-abiding citizen. To a fault. So anyways, she goes, yes, she is. He goes, do you think I could talk to her for a minute? Gianna, do you want to take Breck's microphone and tell the rest of the story?
Get another microphone.
This is our scary mom story.
So then she called me out into the room and the cop looked at me and he said, yeah, so these two boys, I don't need to name drop them.
Yeah.
But
just in case there was
I was really hoping I was really hoping the story would go like, you don't look anything like your pictures online.
Imagine. I was a child.
Good Lord.
I was just a boy.
Put some fucking makeup on, will you?
Yeah, no. And then he was like, they will not be picking you up tonight. And I was like, got it. Okay, cool.
Cop had to come tell me that? I feel like
and those
when they didn't show up, I would have
known. That's why.
Oh.
So this is then after. It takes years for me to get the other half of this story. They waited at the end of the neighborhood which I don't know why you would not just know.
No, fucking the boys.
Well, they probably recently watched The Outsiders, and they were like, this is how you do it.
They were at this park where no one was going to bother them, and it was normal. It was fine. But then they moved to down the street because it was taking too long. And the cop, someone must have been like, there's fucking this car waiting at the end of my road. It's weird. So they were like, oh, this girl, Gianna, she's texting us and waiting for us to pick her up. My name's this, his name's that. We'll go home. Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It's a stupid question,
Brett.
Yeah,
we used to go ghost hunting.
So now tell why mom is the scary part of that story.
Because about being grounded?
Yeah.
I mean, there's like other forms of scary. That was like a logical.
That was like mom scary.
Conclusion. That was mom rage.
Yeah, she started yelling.
Yeah.
There was yelling. It was 1 o'clock in the morning.
Wait, so
I was giggling in my bedroom.
Three
in my top
of fucking
bunk.
Yeah, you're
grounding.
Probably fucking kicking your little feet, you like, fucking weirdo. Yeah,
John's getting in trouble.
So why did they? I'm confused why they ratted you out and why the police had a problem with that.
Fucking pussies. Who does that? You would just be like, "Oh, my bad. Like, we'll go home." He gave him the phone to show him messages. Are you serious?
But,
are you for real? What were you doing wrong?
Yeah, why you were at home?
We were gonna,
what did you do wrong?
Yeah, so he was just being like, hey, by the way, they're not going to pick you up. I don't know why he had to come and say that.
No,
he wanted to tell
your mother that you were sneaking
out.
Out of the house.
I didn't even do the act yet.
You had done it before.
You know and that, to be fair,
you know that little
even
bitch up there is thinking about sneaking out.
Is that illegal?
To
do
sneak
I not
out?
Know about this?
No.
There's, nothing,
like
there's
law?
Nothing illegal about escaping. Unless
if they're
you're
loitering in a neighborhood, that's not exactly great, because then
loitering could be a problem.
Curfew could be, yeah, there could be a curfew
but
for younger people.
Nothing illegal about sneaking out, if that's also your question.
Yeah.
You can sneak out anywhere you want, as long as it's not prison.
But if you're underage.
That's the thing, is the underage part?
Could be.
I don't know.
I don't know, you're the Google person.
Well, so now she's the storyteller.
Yeah, well, now she's giving back the mic, and now Brex's the...
I'm big!
I thought of a mom.
Perfect.
Story.
Would love to hear
it's
a story.
It's a light, fun one.
Nice.
I remember one. I must have been like 9. I lied about being sick. I was like, I'm too sick to go to school. Right.
Who has? And then my mom beat the shit out of me with a cane.
It's like, you better earn it.
I guess she knew I was faking, and she was like, I have this medicine, but if you drink the medicine and you're not sick, you're gonna die.
Oh my God!
I thought this was late.
What is your mother a super? No,
would she give you absinthe? She
was no,
like,
it was.
You're gonna trip balls.
It was Robitussin.
It was a shot of Jack Daniels.
But she was like, "You're gonna die if you drink it," and I took a shot of it because I was committed to the bit.
I'll die to stay home from school, Mom.
Yeah.
You don't understand what I'm capable of.
And I was like, "Oh, it's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine." And like 15 minutes later, I started freaking out, dude. Like, this is it. Goodbye.
Like you couldn't make yourself throw up. You're like, "Oh no, this is totally backfired."
And she was like, "That's why you don't lie."
Your mom's a sociopath, dude. Your mom's a sociopath. I love you.
What's
You're
your last
great.
Name?
Trudell?
Oh, okay. Not Warnos.
I don't get that.
Eileen Warnos?
Serial killer.
My mom?
Monster?
I don't...
Good movie.
My mom's a great lady.
Your mom is a great lady, and we support her on this podcast. Yeah,
there's no camera.
No, your mom though. Don't say... Your mom. I've gone to your mic once, and I saw your mom be like, I don't know. I don't take shit. And I was like,
I respect the fuck out of that, dude.
I'm pretty sure I saw your mom kill a guy. But... Could have been someone else. Could have been someone else.
Plausible deniability.
Yeah, there's only like 5 people there, but...
Only 4 left.
Yeah, she introduced herself. Like, hey, I'm Jenna's mom. And I was like,
okay, yeah, keep stepping on me.
keep stepping on you?
Doubt.
It's a double-edged coin.
Double-edged sword, you fucking retard.
Not the way
razor.
I say it.
Double-edged coin?
It's Occam's razor.
Coins only have one edge, you fucking moron!
That's not true. They got two.
There's only one edge around a coin. They have two sides.
Two sides. And each side's got a fucking edge.
Oh, my
Pat,
God.
I you know this. I hate to defend you,
but I've got a point.
You might have a point.
Because you look at this, right?
Okay, let's
look
not
at
get,
that.
Okay, no. That's a terrible.
That's an edge.
But that's a terrible
Yeah, but imagine it's a quarter.
Coins are much thinner.
But imagine it's a quarter. And then you flip the quarter over. Now it's got another edge.
Okay.
It's double-edged coin.
I'm less on your side now, but I'm still going to defend you because goddamn
it. No, but if that was round, it would be different. There are edges because it's...
But when you flip it over, it's a whole new edge because it's a new side.
Oh, the edge of the...
Well, I'm thinking of it like a cliff. Like you fall off an edge of a cliff.
Okay.
Pat's a flat earther.
So this is my thing, right?
I didn't say you fucking disappear into nothing. There's cliffs in the world.
A coin is an almost flat cylinder, right?
Yeah.
But it's not flat, so it has sides. That one round part is a side. Mm-hmm. So an edge to a something like a cylinder would be where it meets the sides.
Yeah.
So technically...
Whatever, I get a good laugh out of it.
Double-edged coin.
If it's right or not.
Now,
looks like I'm smarter than
people
thought.
Here's the other side of the coin. Here's the other side of the sword.
Here's the other
two
side
sides of the same sword.
Two sides of the same sword. What he said was dumb as shit.
Yeah.
But technically,
yeah,
he's not
wrong.
So that'll about do it.
Yeah.
Hour and a half.
Cool.
Jenna, thank you for coming on again.
Fuck yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to more than 78
so
views.
So unconvinced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this
if you break
great.
78 cool. views, not only would you be first, you'd be second.
Wow.
You're at 78 views.
Damn.
I think that's just on YouTube as
get
well.
That.
I don't. That's
true.
Not
that's
counting
true.
The Spotify and all the other platforms.
True. Yeah, that's
that
like,
link.
With that, it's like 78.
We'll hit 100. You think?
Hell yeah.
100 on YouTube?
Guys, yeah. Smash that like button, hit the bell, and if we make it to 100, I'm going to tuck my dick inside out.
What?
Huh?
I'm going to tag Wheezy Waiter.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
And I'm going NerdCon 2026. Book it. Accept it. No, I did have one more apology, actually, if we could.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
If you don't mind.
Oh, no, yeah, please.
I'm not going to believe it.
I didn't think you'd be such a valuable member to this group already. So I apologize for that. But I also apologize. I have been telling people that your brother got your dad's pussy. Oh, I'm sorry, that you got your dad's pussy and that he got your mom's dick. Thank you.
I don't forgive you for what you said about me, by the way.
What?
I want to make that. You don't even remember. That's how little it means to you.
What do you mean?
You're a piece of shit.
I've been telling everybody that Rudy has his mom's penis and that G has her dad.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm talking about what you said about me.
That I defended that technically you were right, but what you said was dumb as rocks.
Yeah, he doesn't remember. That's
he
how
doesn't remember.
That's
the
how
first
little
apology.
It means to you. Yeah.
The milky tits. Everybody's.
Oh, you're not actually forgiven.
I already apologized.
You're not actually forgiven. I
what
take
do you
it
mean?
Back.
You can't take back the forgiveness.
Then why is the word unforgiven exist?
Because it's someone that's...
For the movie.
No.
No.
Clint Eastwood didn't make that up.
As in, like, I can't forgive you, but you've already forgiven me.
No, you're unforgiven. Did you say no takesies backsies? Unforgiven.
Oh.
Unforgiven.
Okay, no takesies backsies, no takesies backsies.
Sorry, guys. You guys missed you guys
Damn
missed
it.
Your chance.
No takes his back. So 3 out of 4.
you guys missed right your there. Chance.
Fuck.
You guys missed your chance to really hold one over old Breck for the rest of the year.
But Pat, here's where I'm going to blow your goddamn mind. Here's my M. Night Shyamalan twist. My fingies was crossed.
I knew they would
my
be.
My widow fingies was crossed behind my widow back.
What do you do about
it? I say
and I
back.
Said... And I said, I'm going to make a couple promises here. I'm going to promise to apologize to Pat, and I promise that I'm going to explain the Quark situation in Stranger Things Season 4 and Season 5, but they just didn't. Me too.
Next episode.
I didn't. Jenna, did you watch Stranger Things?
No. None of it.
None of it? Yeah.
You didn't finish
I've
it?
I've never watched it. Are you guys like...
What?
Are you guys like counterculture type of people? Where you're like, I don't watch something because it's popular or something like that. I don't like things. Is to not do that? Jenna,
nice.
Are you like that?
No, I just...
You just didn't get...
Just ignore things.
I don't like 80s references.
I respect it. Yeah.
What?
You don't like 80s references?
I don't like any references. I like...
That sucks.
I only want original thoughts. I don't want to hear about anything that already exists.
Then you came to the wrong place.
Yeah. This is a Family Guy podcast. This is like all we do is talk about Family Guy.
You're welcome.
Do you remember that really funny part where he goes, Brian, Brian, I want graham crackers.
I thought he was just going to stop at Brian.
Brian.
Oh, no.
Oh, Brian.
Brian, get in here. Oh, it's going under the fridge. Brian, help. Oh, we are going to have ants.
Jenna, can you do any Family Guy characters?
Brian.
That actually wasn't bad.
Brian.
You know what? You got to give it to Jenna.
The ghost of Stewie.
Can you do Lois?
PETA.
Oh, boy.
Oh, PETA. The horse is here.
PETA.
The unwavering.
That's actually not bad.
The unwavering commitment from Jenna to just dive in. Do any
Brian.
Any embarrassing thing yeah. on a mic.
I'm on a musical improv team. I'm
yeah.
You know what? Before we leave, explain that and we're going to do some.
Okay.
No, we're not.
We always sing on this
improv?
Podcast a lot.
That's
yeah.
true.
I would imagine
so you
it's
do
the
a
same.
Normal scene and you're just like, hey, Dr. Bluebird, I'm so glad to see you today. And, but you just burst out into song when they start
okay.
underscoring.
A made up song?
Yeah, everything's
oh,
made
man.
Up.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know
can you guys do this, or is it just me and Jenna?